Pokedex number 245. Suicune. Belief. Written by Semifer and read by Alani. The brim of the girl's hat casts shadows over her eyes. Moving their faces is how humans show emotions, even more than with their bodies. But right now, it's hard for Suicune to understand what she's feeling. Her grip on the round device in her hand is tight, yet her posture is unsure, as if she doesn't know whether she should throw it or not. She'd been so confident during their fight, her Pokemon following her instructions smoothly, their minds connected. Now, she's keeping her head down, occasionally glancing at the figure standing by, the man in white and purple, who's been following Suicune's trail for so long. His face, too, is hard to read. The fur of his brow, the tension in his jaw that can be seen even from a distance. There is no anger there, perhaps a hint of frustration. Suicune stands real sway with the wind, waiting. It's the man who breaks the silence first. "What are you waiting for?" he asks. His voice doesn't shake, though it comes out a little strangled. "You're the one who's meant to be with the Suicune. You can't hesitate now." The girl looks up at him. Her bottom lip trembles. The wind runs through her hair, ruffles the large silhouette of her hat. She's so young. Even Suicune, whose grasp of human lifespan is limited, can see how, despite the experience she's gaining her journey, she's still a child.
"I'm sorry,"
she says at last. The man laughs upon hearing her words, and her eyes widen.
"You're..."
"Don't be ridiculous," the man says. His cape swirls around him, and for a split second, he looks almost akin to Suicune itself. "There's nothing to be sorry for. Suicune deserves to be with someone worthy of its grandeur. That's the most important thing." Maybe it's the certainty in his voice. Or maybe it's the confirmation that she's doing what she has to do. She nods once and lifts her face high and her hand with it, still clutching the familiar device. Their eyes meet. Her throw is swift and efficient, well-practiced. Suicune's fur bristles with a sudden surge of energy. It closes its eyes right before the light engulfs it. This moment, it knows, is the start of the next chapter of its existence. A promise of new adventures, discoveries, trials. In its heart, it can see that it's made a right choice. And it's with eagerness that it surrenders to the pull of the girl's conviction and of her human-made device. The end.